Welcome to the Happy Hour podcast. My name is Simon Ngoh and I am a lifestyle and wellness coach. I decided to have this podcast because I truly believe that I have a story to tell and some wisdom to share. So in each episode, I'll be sharing some gems that I have been through myself for more happiness, mindful living, and most importantly, have more gratitude in our day-to-day life. So without any further ado, let's dive into it. Hi guys, welcome back to the Happy Hour podcast, and this is Simon. So, initially when season 2 kicked off, I really wanted to have a weekly wrap-up that is released on every Friday, but as usual, you know, you can plan as much as you like, and I think sometimes life just got a better plan for us, and in this case, I just really did not get a chance to release, an episode of the weekly wrap-up. So what I thought I might do this time around is I might actually wrap 2 weeks worth of lessons up in one episode. So if you haven't been following, you would know that, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about, first of all. Second of all is the weekly wrap-up. It's a new segment that I wanted to introduce in season 2 because in season 1, I felt like we've harped on a lot about the key messages of what I do on a daily basis and what I do in terms of coaching and in terms of the business, which is spreading the 3 key messages that if everyone could have enough sleep in their life, if everyone could really learn how to incorporate quality movements and also have some form of mindfulness or meditation practices on a daily basis, if not on a regular basis, then we will be able to improve the quality of our life and introduce more wellness on a daily basis for our life. But then in season 2, what I really wanted to talk about is not just about happiness, but also about how to have more of a mindful living and mindful living via having gratitude, and also talk about, you know, yoga in terms of what I've learned about myself in terms of my own yoga practice, what I teach in my yoga classes, and that interactions of my learning and my teachings and what is the outcome of that, you know. And also lastly, which is one of the things that has recently sparked my interest, I would say 6 to 12 months ago, is the idea of learning how to be more chemical free. So then in season 2, there is a new segment called the Weekly Wrap-Up, which is supposed to be released on every Friday. And this is all about what I've learned in the past 7 days in my own version of events in my life and what I could share about what I've learned. Yeah, but that didn't quite work to plan when season 2 kicked off at the start of December. So, oh well. I would love to kick off this episode of the wrap-up, which is a double wrap-up, with just a very quick shout out to another local business. If you know me, you know that I love to support local businesses, and the other local business, which is based here in Bondi and also based here in Sydney, Australia. So if you are a Sydney base and Bondi base, or even just, you know, generally based in Sydney, I think they do deliver to quite a wide area located in Sydney, is one of my ex-colleagues that I used to work with. He's owned a company called Bondi Meal Prep, and this is a fantastic service about, you know, meal prepping. And I think as much as we love to eat healthy and eat consciously, taking into considerations, you know, our macros, how much carbs, protein, and also fat we are consuming on a daily basis, and making good choices about the quality of food, sometimes when we start the journey, it's hard to do everything on our own. And I think it's great to have a company which is set up by an ex-personal trainer who understands, you know, the training aspects and also understand the nutritional aspects to feed both the physical needs and also the nutritional needs of our diet. So check out Bondi Meal Prep, and you can find them on Instagram at Bondi Meal Prep, and you can go onto their website as well. And if you wanna, you can use my special code, and that's FIT10, FIT10, to get 10% off your purchase. I do not get any commissions out of it, and it's just simply a referral code that I have because I have ordered their service before, and this is the code that it gave me to share around with the people around me. Great, so that's message number one, Bondi Meal Prep. Check them out. I'll link it in the show notes. And for everything that we spoke about today, you can always, always go back to check out on the show notes at livingsimplysimon.com/podcast/15. Yeah, and the second announcement that I want to make before we go straight into the crux of today's episode is about my upcoming The Mindful Wellness Retreat happening in March 2019. If you go back two episodes ago, you would know that I have started to introduce a new content and I've created a new program for my retreat. For the past four retreats, we've always been running the Active Wellness Retreat, incorporating, you know, being active and being, and introducing wellness components into our life, duh. But this time around, it's less focused on the being active bit, because what I found is that most people are already very wired, very active. So maybe what they need more instead for, you know, if you are in this category, is that maybe what we need is just the opportunity, the space and the time, venue to slow down, to breathe, to be mindful, and what's the whole idea of mindfulness, and then also still teaching the crux of the workshops that I usually facilitate about stress management, about mindset changing, goal setting, and all those sort of stuff. So the upcoming retreat is going to be in March 2019, happening in Ubud in Bali from the 17th to the 23rd, and we are still running early bird discount until the end of the year. So you got just about 21 days left, or maybe a little bit more than 21 days when you first hear this podcast. So please, please, please jump onto the website livingsimplysimon.com/Bali March 2019. To get all the info that you require. And if you have any questions or queries at all, once you have popped onto the website, don't be shy to just pop me an email or shoot me a DM on Instagram. I am simonngo.wellness, simonngo.wellness, WELLNESS on Instagram. Shoot me a message there. You know, if you got any questions as well. And in 2019 is also going to be the very first time that I introduce what I called a thank you program for people who have previously word of mouth recommended my retreats. So if you know of someone who could benefit from this retreat, or if you have been to my retreat before and now you're listening to the podcast, welcome, and you recommended anyone and they signed up based on your referral, you get a referral bonus of $100. Australian dollars, $100 value. So you could use this $100 towards anything you wish. It could be as a credit for your retreat. It could be as a credit to purchase coaching packages, to purchase private lessons in yoga, bar, personal training, whatever you want to spend on the business and on me, you got $100 credit. Yeah, so that's how I say thank you for people who help out local business like myself. And you know, and I feel like we need to come more so than ever as a community to really feel more connected rather than disconnected. Great. So let's go into the wrap up for this episode. So there's obviously two wrap ups. The first wrap up is the biggest lesson that I've learned this past 7 days. And I think this one is one breath is all it takes. One breath is all it takes. I have possibly been consciously, subconsciously, and unconsciously been doing this for a little while now, being a group fitness instructor, yoga teacher, and wellness coach. And I do sometimes do have to travel from venue to venue and from studio to studio or from gym to gym in Sydney. So sometimes things can get a little bit crazy and a little bit hectic, especially on days when public transport isn't as quiet, as reliable as we would like it to be. So sometimes I arrive, you know, at a gym or at a studio just about to teach my class, and I'm just like from still wired. I'm anxious about whether I'm going to make the class or not, whether I'm going to let anyone down and things like that. So what I usually do is before I even turn on the microphone pack to greet my class and say the intro or just stand in front of the stage or enter the room in the yoga studio to start the class and stuff like that, I would definitely take one deep breath in and then slowly let it out. I feel like that is literally what it takes to reset my energy and also reset my anxiety from whatever has been happening leading up to the moment that I need to take that breath. And similarly, I think this one breath, however long that was, I think for our exercise just then, it was just under 10 seconds. And I think this is all we need and all it takes to really hold the attention and hold the space for us to really change our mindset and change our attitude. So when we are able to slow the mental activities down in this 8 to 10 seconds, we can literally also change our actions or reactions. So I think for me, like being able to start fresh and forget and dumped about whatever has been happening leading up to the class before I start the class, it's very, very crucial and very vital to me delivering, you know, a class that isn't messy, a class that isn't chaotic, you know, so people get the experience that they deserve when they come to my classes. And in the same token, I feel like this opportunity to really reset action and reaction has been very useful in the past week because I have been pretty triggered with my interactions with my housemate. And sometimes I just gotta go, you know, maybe just take a breath in and out. And if after that breath in and out, I still feel like speaking out what I'm thinking, then maybe I'll say it. But if after that breath in and out, which is about 8 to 10 seconds, I no longer feel the need to express my frustration or what is bothering me, then maybe I could just simply walk away. Because sometimes, you know, you gotta take the high road, and sometimes you just gotta let things go. Because when we let things go, when we learn to forgive others, we're not only setting them the freedom, but we're also setting ourselves the freedom and releasing ourselves from all the negative, heavy emotions that we have to carry around when we are holding on to emotions, when we're holding on to anger, frustration, disappointment, whatever it is. And I always say, some things are always better out than in, and one of them is definitely emotions. Yeah. So that's the wrap up for me is the biggest lesson, I think. Even to tie up 2018, if there's one thing you could take away from this podcast, which I would happily sit down, hook up all my electronics, and record for you on a day, on a weekly basis or as regularly as I can, is to breathe more and just really breathe consciously and breathe mindfully. You know, we are so fortunate that each day we get about, don't quote me on this, but if it's a mistake, I would definitely correct it on the show notes. But I think we get about 26 to 28,000 breaths each day. But none of us really consciously take those breaths in full gratitude or full consciousness or mindfulness. So even if you could just be mindful of one breath at a time each day, especially if it's going to change actions, reactions, and therefore change the outcome of the situation and the scenario for the better rather than for the worse, I mean, that in itself has already change, you know, our immediate future and change our immediate pathway in our life towards areas of more service, not just only to ourselves, but also to the people around us. And I feel like that's definitely a win-win situation. Yeah. The second wrap up for this week, which is another, I guess, life lessons, if you wish, is this idea of lack versus abundance. And I feel like I've definitely been caught up in it. I've seen people around my life being caught up in it. And that's the, you know, this idea of approaching life from a sense of lack. Like, if I don't do this, then whatever is not going to happen. If I don't stay overtime at work, then I'm never going to get things done. If I don't buy this now, I'm going to miss out. So it's a lot of fear-based emotions. I feel like when you're approaching life from a sense of lack, like, you know, I can't afford this right now because I whatever. I can't go and buy the organic broccoli. I'd much rather go this plastic wrap broccoli, fill it with pesticides because I just don't have enough money to go around. Or, you know, whatever it is, like, you know, when it comes to organic skincare or vegan, animal cruelty free products and whatever like that, when it comes to lifestyle, I feel like a lot of the times when we are not in the best place of our life, whether it's financial, whether it's relationship or emotional stability, it's easy to just retreat back to this sense of lack rather than abundance. But what we gotta remember is that there is so much to go around in this world, and what is saddens me more is not this idea that there is not enough to go around, but more of the idea that there is so much wastage around this planet. So rather than, you know, I can't afford it, I don't have enough money, what I have recently learned to give me that sense of abundance, it's really to be mindful not to be wasteful. Whether it's as simple as water while I'm showering, you know, really limiting the time to just the amount that I need and not waste it, because when you're not wasting stuff, you feel like you have enough to go around. And even with food, you know, just purchasing what I need to make a meal that particular day or that week, and really not purchase extra and waste what I don't end up cooking or eating, you know. And money as well, like, rather than being wasteful on certain subscriptions that I no longer need, just really go back and check, do I really need this subscription or could I cancel it? Because if I'm truly, truly honest, I'm just wasting money. And I think when you are unconsciously been wasting resources in your life, it does come around and really bite you. And subconsciously, we suddenly feel like we don't have enough to go around. So if you want to break free from fear and gain more freedom in your thinking, in your actions, in your reactions, is definitely start to know that we deserve the best regardless of if we're poor or if we are rich, because poor and rich is relative at the end of the day. You know, you could have as much money in your bank balance but could be the most miserable person on the planet or the most unhealthy person on the planet, or you could just have enough in your bank balance to go around but you're happy, you're fulfilled, you are rich with life experiences and whatnot. And I feel like sometimes some people might choose option one, but you would know that option two would be the long-term gain to go around. So yeah, for me, I think that really all changed when I'm allowing abundance to flow through me, like not being afraid that, for example, when I teach a class, you know, sometimes numbers do fluctuate. We can't help it. Like, as long as I've given my best, like, that's all I can do. So I just got to trust that when sometimes numbers are low, it could just be due to a variety of reasons that is not within my control. So, and just trust that as long as I'm there to give my 100% and I'm there to trust that what I've got to give is equally juicy, irregardless of the class numbers, then everyone's going to leave the room or leave the class, the workshop, the retreat feeling like they have been honored, they have been acknowledged, they've been heard, listened, watched, whatever, because we don't turn up for the people who who are absent. We turn up for people who are present. And I feel like when there are opportunities in our life, when people are knocking on our door, asking us that we need to change our lifestyle to, you know, swap over to free-range eggs rather than cage eggs, swap over to organic greens and vegetables rather than pesticide-filled greens and vegetables, use more essential oils rather than more chemicals and toxic-loaded skincare and personal care products. There is always a reason, you know. Things in life happen as a flash of a moment. You could take it as an opportunity knocking on your door, or you could blink an eye and miss it. And all comes down to mindfulness. And I think when I've been reflecting on the journal entries that I've been writing, reflecting and listening back on some of the voice memos that I've recorded, because let's face it, sometimes it's easier and faster to just say things rather than write it down or to type it down. So I do have a lot of voice memos that I record for myself to listen to sometime down the line when I get the opportunity to. Is, yeah, you find that it's when you can have a sense of abundance, you have a sense of freedom. Like, you're not being bound by the amount of time that you have, you're not being bound by the number showing in your bank balance, so on and so forth. And whether you have partner or you're single, you just feel equally fulfilled. And that's exactly where I am right now. And I'm truly, 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 truly thankful and grateful for all the moments that have come to me this year. And I can't wait to see what 2019 has got to bring, not only to my life, but also to the lives of people around me. I'm super excited, and I am so privileged and so honored that you are here to listen to this podcast. And I can't wait to share with you what's on the line for 2019 in the coming weeks. So stay tuned for that. As always, if you have enjoyed this episode or any past previous episodes of the Happy Hour podcast, just know that I'm not even a small team. I am a one person team. So I have to come up with the ideas or the contents. I have to be the voice behind it. I have to edit, I have to upload, I have to, you know, do the copywriting and then publish it onto the world wide web, to the internet. So if you want to say thank you, the easiest way to say thank you is to please hit that subscribe button on whichever platform you're listening to your podcasts on, and feel free to write us a review or send me a DM on Instagram. Once again, Insta is simongo.wellness, simongo.wellness. Yeah, that's it for now. If I don't manage to record another episode, have the safest and most brilliant Christmas if you're celebrating, and happy holidays. Might see you in 2019, or might see you just slightly before. Tuning out and signing out for now. Go get them, happy podcasters. Do I call you guys that? Happy podcasters, happy hours? I don't know. Happy people. Go stay happy. And just remember, at the end of the day, if you can have more sleep, more movement, and more mindfulness in your life, you are already winning. Peace out, people. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.